Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a form of grotesque history was made in Texas just now. Republicans had a state convention. And at the state convention, they passed a platform. And I'm going to read you just some of the excerpts of the platform that you won't believe. One of them is they passed a resolution that it should be put to the voters whether Texas should secede from the Union, should betray the United States, should secede from the Union. The second plank of it was that Joe Biden is an illegitimate president. The 2020 election was won by Trump. Now, let me stop right there because that's only the tip of the iceberg. I got some word for Texas. Been there, done that. Been there, done that. 1860, you did the same thing. You said that Abraham Lincoln was not legitimately elected, and you seceded from the Union. That did not work out real well. It also cost 600,000 American lives, Southern and Northern, for what? We're an indivisible country. Nobody is going to secede from this country. We will not permit it. We didn't permit it in 1860. And there were a lot of loyal Texans who stood with the United States against seceding, and they will again. One little humorous note, the last time the Texas Republican Party tried this in a resolution, Austin, the city of Austin, passed a resolution for Austin to secede from Texas, which, you know, it's kind of a funny little thing, but a sad thing. This is ultimate division. Other planks in the platform: repeal the federal income tax. Oh, really? Repeal the federal income tax. We've had a federal income tax for about 100 years. In the 18th century, George Washington was president. I mean, we had customs duties, that kind of thing, and tariffs. 19th century, very similar. Abraham Lincoln put in a brief income tax during the Civil War. A modern country cannot, especially a superpower, cannot function without a fair tax system, and we have a fair tax system. And you can argue, and I do too. Can it be improved? Yes. Are there cheats? Yes. Should the cheats be sniffed out and either sent to prison or have to pay penalties? Yes. But the notion of repealing the federal income tax, repealing the paychecks for every federal employee in this country, including our military, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. Another plank of that platform says that gay people have an abnormal lifestyle. They're abnormal. The American Psychiatric Association abolished that notion over 50 years ago. 50 years ago, all that plank did in the Texas platform is to encourage violence against gays. And there's already plenty of despicable violence against gays. And we don't need any more. We want no violence. Everything that they did at that convention was designed to divide and to be violent. Now let's take a look at the real facts. In the election, Biden beat Trump by 7 million votes nationally, 306 electoral votes to 232. Takes 270 to be elected president. Biden exceeded that by 36 votes. Electoral votes. Texas went Republican, although Biden did reasonably well. And they still did an audit, sniffing out, quote, fraud, end quote. Texas is a gerrymandered state. It's a violent state. But to have their Republican Party pass a resolution that the voters should vote on whether to secede from the union of our states, from the United States, like in 1860 and 61, and to say that a legitimately elected president was not legitimate in their eyes, as they did with Abraham Lincoln. How often do we have to keep doing this? What, every 100 years we got to keep doing this? Well, I guess it would be 160 years. What, are we going to be doing it at the end of the 22nd century again with these characters? What's going on down there? Repeal the federal income tax. Attacking gay people, encouraging violence against them, is un-American. All of this is un-American. The Republican Party in Texas is un-American. Somebody's got to stand up. Where are the Republicans? Where's Cruz? Where's Cornyn saying that this platform is despicable? It's a joke. We reject it. Where's Governor Abbott? Where is he? Where's Paxton, the attorney general? I know where he is. He's defending charges where he's indicted for securities fraud. That's what he's doing. I mean, what's going on down there? What's going on down there? Why am I saying these things and there are no Republican office holders down there saying these things? Why is that? Okay, we're going to the lines. Mark of the Sack, my friend. Thanks for going. What's on your mind today, Mark of the Sack?
Well, they're not saying anything because they're spineless. And look at, I think it wasn't, didn't Cornyn get booed when he went and spoke at that convention? It's ridiculous what's going on there. You know, we hear these Southern apologists say, oh, the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was about this and that. No, the cornerstone of the cornerstone of the Confederacy, according to Alexander Stevens, the vice president, was slavery. I mean, that's what they believed in. I mean, it was about slavery from the beginning start, and they were worried about the change in the economic situation that was going on because, you know, the North was industrializing and the South didn't like that, and they wanted to maintain, you know, they wanted to just have plantations and agriculturalism, and that cost them the war too. I mean, because they didn't have the industry to back up a modern, you know, at the time what was a modern army, which is what the North had. The North was basically tied, you know, fought that war with one hand tied behind its back. If McClellan would have got off his ass early in the war would have been over like 2 years earlier, from my understanding of it. But enough of that. I mean, but there's some kind of sickness going on with down in Texas there, where a man can get away with saying the murder of those Uvalde children was just God's plan. Well, no, it certainly wasn't God's plan. That we failed to put reasonable restrictions on some firearms that could be easily accomplished. But if there simply would have, and if those, you know, just horrifying what you hear about those cops just sitting on their asses and not doing anything there, that letting those children get slaughtered in this, you know, over an hour and a half period. If they would have got in there right away, maybe a couple of those officers might have gotten up at the maybe some more of those children would have survived, and that, I don't know, it's just horrible.
You're making a couple of very good points. Let me quick get on your point about the Civil War, and I think your history is correct. It's also correct that the early generals for Lincoln were no good, and they delayed the war because they avoided battle. There's no question about that, and no question that slavery was the center of it, but they also were very strongly believed under the Constitution of their right to secede, and they did not, and that was established in the Civil War. And why are we fighting about that 160 years later? And that's number one. Number two, on Uvalde, you know, earlier in the show I had talked about how the Republicans are sort of shut, you know, it's sort of a three-card Monty game, and as they get closer to the July 4 recess, then they can say, oh, we're going to reconvene, look at it in the fall, and get people's attention away from it. And this was nothing but a scam. this gun bill. They had four very weak provisions after they took out lowering the age or raising the age for buying AR-15s and that kind of thing, and refusing to ban assault rifles as military weapons, even though we did in 1994 and that lasted for 10 years. It was a scam. They go, oh, we got to check a box. Their consultant said, you know, come on, 19 kids, little ones, 10 years old, and then two teachers had gunned down, and you got to do something. Make it look like you and the Republican Party are responsible, but you can't lose your base. So make it all about four really weak, meaningless things. Then at the end, you can yank two of them right at the end. I mean, Cornyn walked out of a meeting, the Texas guy, after he'd already agreed. He co-sponsored it. Now nothing will happen. And then they will campaign this fall saying nothing happened. and look, do you fall for this? Are you awake? Is anybody out there awake? Are you falling for it? Get some more coffee. This is a scam. It's an absolute scam. No, there's a lack of humanity in a lot of these states. South Carolina, a woman was just convicted of her second armed robbery. Okay, she gets life without parole. In some of these states, they have a two strikes law. And you're going to get life in prison without parole? Give me a break. There's a lot of cruelty going on in some states. You've got to pay attention to it. You've got to pay attention to it. And the Republican Party is at the core of it. Going to a break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Tell them that God's gonna...